I am going to talk about the impact of manganese oxides and their arsenic on arsenic transformation. I think if you've been here for the entire session, you've heard a little bit about this. So I'll try to point out the differences in what I'm doing with the other folks in my group. If you haven't been here, arsenic is important in soil systems because of its toxic effects. And in Delaware, we're interested in arsenic because of its use in the poultry industry as a feed additive that ultimately ends up spread on agricultural fields as mostly inorganic arsenic at that point in the system. The chemistry previous to that is a little more complicated, but once it's spread on fields, it's mostly spread as inorganic arsenate or arsenic 3 and 5. So we're interested in manganese oxides for their importance in controlling the oxidation state of arsenic, because that oxidation state speciation is crucial in determining the mobility and toxicity of arsenic in these soil systems. The redox reaction, a simplified reaction I've shown here, is just the oxidation of arsenic 3 as it reacts with the manganese oxide surface to arsenic 5 by oxidation, and manganese 2 is produced by the reduction of manganese 4 in the oxide surface, in the oxide itself. Once those are produced, you have manganese 2 and arsenic 5 in solution that can be sorbed onto the oxide surface, and once they're sorbed, they can possibly be desorbed. So there's several processes that are going on at the same time that I'll try to show you a little bit about. The method I chose to look at these was a stirred flow reaction method, and in this method, arsenic 3 influence solution is flowed into a stirred reactor that has HMO, manganese oxide, in the reactor. As solution is fed into the reactor by pressure, the solution that is currently in the reactor is pushed through a filter and out into a sampling fraction collector. All the experiments that I show are buffered at pH 6.5, and the reason for that is because later I'd like to compare these to some biological systems that I need to work at a biologically relevant pH. I chose to use hydrous manganese oxide because it is a highly reactive manganese oxide. It's poorly crystalline, and it kind of mirrors the reactivity of some biogenic manganese oxides that have been shown to be important in soil and environmental systems. So just a quick look at some of my raw data. The plot here on the left is arsenic total effluent concentration versus time, and you can see that the reactions were carried out to 3,000 minutes. That's about 48 hours, just for time scale. And I carried out three different concentrations, 100 micromolar, 250 micromolar, and 500 micromolar of arsenic 3 influent concentration. So this is just a measure of the total arsenic that's coming in the effluent, coming out of the effluent of the reactor at a given time. And if you look at the plot on the right, it's a breakdown of that total arsenic as arsenic 3 that's coming out. So you can see, if you compare the plot on the right to the plot on the left, that the arsenic 3 that's in the effluent over time is consistently less than the total arsenic. So we're getting oxidation of arsenic 3 to arsenic 5 as we would expect throughout the course of the experiment. And this is a plot of that arsenic 5 concentration over time. And there are a couple of things I'd like to point out. This again is the three concentrations, the three arsenic 3 influent concentrations, 100, 250, and 500 micromolar. And the horizontal axis is the concentration in the effluent versus time on the x-axis. If you'll notice, very close to zero time, we get no arsenic 5 produced. And I'll talk about that in the next slide, but that's important. But that's, in our initial data points, we don't see any arsenic 5, but that's followed by a very sharp increase in arsenic 5 that results in a very sharp decrease in arsenic 5 production. And what's going on is if the oxide surface reactivity was constant throughout the entire length of our experiments, we would expect to see a sharp increase in arsenic 5 as we are introducing arsenic into the system. And then that should level off, and we would see arsenic 5 production continue throughout the experiment. But we see the surface fouling effect in that the reactivity of the arsenic or of the manganese surface decreases with time, and it decreases relatively rapidly. But Also, we see that even though the reactivity decreases, we still get production of arsenic 5. So we're still getting this redox reaction that's occurring at the surface over 48 hours. And I haven't carried out the experiments longer, but I plan to do that. So looking at this area where we don't see any arsenic 5 produced, that area corresponds to the arsenic 5, or arsenic I should say, that's absorbed to the oxide surface. And just to point out, the time scale is blown up here, so we're only going out to 600 minutes, and this axis is in nanomoles rather than micromolar. So we're not absorbing a relatively large percentage of the arsenic in these systems, but we do get arsenic absorption, and we see this arsenic absorption increases rapidly and decreases rapidly, kind of mirroring that surface fouling effect. So as in the beginning of these experiments, the manganese oxide surface is very reactive. We can oxidize a lot of arsenic and absorb arsenic, but very quickly the reactivity decreases with time. So when you look at this data simultaneously against each other, this is the 100 micromolar replicate that I did. So it's just looking at one concentration, but the horizontal axis is the percent of the total arsenic as arsenic 3, arsenic 5, both in the effluent solution or absorbed arsenic on the surface. And you see three unique parts, I guess, is a way to say it, of this reaction. Initially, we see absorption of arsenic to the surface dominating, but rapidly decreasing, if you follow the green points. But as the absorption decreases, we start to see arsenic 5 production rapidly increase in the effluent solution. And once arsenic 5 production reaches a maximum, as it decreases, we start to see another increase in arsenic absorption as arsenic 3 is produced into solution. And this second kind of increase in arsenic absorption, just based on the wet chemistry, I don't have a really good idea of what that is. I think some spectroscopy that I'll talk about that I'll do later might give some indications of what that is. But you can see that there are three kind of distinct phases of this reaction that are going on. When we look at the manganese chemistry that's going on in this system of the three different trials, the 100 micromolar, the 250 micromolar, and the 500 micromolar arsenic 3 influent concentrations, you see that the appearance of manganese 2 in solution occurs faster with higher arsenic 3 concentration. So we have more reaction taking place, which we would expect with more arsenic 3 introduced into the system. And so when we look at this manganese data compared to the arsenic data in the solution, again, this is the 100 micromolar trial, we see in the initial part of the reaction, we see arsenic 5 again, and this is as concentration in solution, in the effluent solution in micromolar. We see arsenic 5 production increase and decrease, and then as arsenic 3 production arsenic 3 appearance, I should say, in the effluent solution appears, we also see the manganese 2 start to appear in solution at the same time. So one thing I think I should point out is if you go back to the initial reaction that takes arsenic 3 reacted with the manganese oxide surface producing arsenic 5 and manganese 2, in this initial phase of the reaction where we get a lot of arsenic 5 production, we don't see any manganese 2 in the effluent solution. And the reason for that is probably because manganese 2 is absorbing onto the surface. It's definitely being retained in the reactor in some way, because there's when you do the electron balance, there's electrons that are moving that have to be going somewhere. So we're not keeping manganese 4 oxide. We're producing a reduced manganese species, and I think that's probably manganese 2, but I can't say for sure. But we definitely don't see equal molar concentrations of manganese 2 being produced in the effluent and arsenic 5 being produced in the effluent over time. But what we do see is that at the kind of third phase of the reaction that I talked about before, where arsenic 3 seems to level out and arsenic 5 production appears to level out a little bit, the manganese 2 seems to kind of mirror that arsenic 5 production. So initially, when we have the really reactive surface, after that reactivity seems to decrease, it appears that we're getting kind of an equal molar appearance of arsenic 5 and manganese 2 in solution. So when we look at the arsenic 3 that's depleted from the influent concentration. So what I mean by this is the arsenic 3 depleted is the total of arsenic 5 produced and arsenic absorbed. So everything that's not arsenic 3 that's in solution, arsenic 3 that's disappeared from solution that I don't see in the effluent concentration, when I plot that as a normalized percentage on the y-axis and also normalize it as moles of arsenic introduced into the reactor instead of plotting it versus time, we see a very nice correlation between all three concentration, all three trials, the 100 micromolar, 250, and 500 of arsenic 3. They plot very well on top of each other, indicating that at least in the very initial early reactivity part of these curves where the manganese oxide is still very reactive, it seems like the rates are very similar. So in conclusion, it seems to hold true that HMO is a very reactive manganese oxide surface that is probably comparable to the biogenic manganese oxides. However, if you try to compare that out to a natural system, probably the HMO the way that this mineral would react in a natural environment would be more like phase 3 of the reaction, where you have several competing ions in solution that are going to block those surface sites and foul some surface sites. Also, the influent arsenic 3 concentration doesn't appear to really affect the initial reaction rates anyway. By carrying this out further, I can investigate the total reaction rates. But it's as a kind of side note, it's very difficult to assign reaction rate constants to these, so that's kind of been challenging. Also, more arsenic 5 is produced in the effluent solution than manganese 2, so apparently we're getting some type of manganese 2 sorption back to the surface, or manganese sorption back to the surface when it's produced, that's aiding in this fouling process. So my next step is to look at spectroscopically at the arsenic and manganese species on the surface of the oxides, to look at manganese 2 and possibly manganese 3 distribution in the surface of these oxides, and also arsenic 5 and 3 oxidation states on the surface, to get a better idea of what's really going on at the surface and if these sorption reactions that are fouling the surface are reversible or irreversible. And also long term, I'd like to compare these reaction rates of this inorganic manganese oxide system to the ability of some bacteria to oxidize arsenic, to kind of get an idea if abiotic or biotic processes could be controlling arsenic oxidation and arsenic speciation in these agricultural soils. And with that, I'd like to thank the Soil Chemistry Group and our funding support, and I'll answer any questions if you have. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I should say I can't say that it's arsenic 5 being absorbed, but if I look back, if you were here earlier, you probably heard some of the talks, but some spectroscopic evidence done by us, some other people in our group, suggests that we may be seeing arsenic 3 absorption on the surface with time. Because of kind of some experimental parameters that are different between my system and theirs, I can't say for sure, but it's possible that initial absorption could be the absorption of arsenic 5, and that second feature could be arsenic 3 absorption, but the answer is I don't really know. But it's that second absorption feature shows up in all the trials, and so I initially thought it was probably some kind of artifact that I was producing, but it's reproducible, and I see it in every concentration, and we've actually seen it in some column studies. Sure. Yeah, I mean this oxide is dissolves pretty readily when reacted with arsenic, so that's definitely a possibility.
Thank you.